Well, hello again, everyone. Welcome to another episode of New Earth Mavens Podcast. I'm Fanny.
And I'm Jax. And on today's show, we're going to talk about how to tell what's true. We've got insights, tips, and suggestions, so you'll always know who's trying to pull the wool over your eyes and who isn't.
Let's start with what we're sure is not true. For example, when somebody cries conspiracy theory, they are usually the ones who are being deceptive with the truth.
That's true, Fanny. What's the difference between a conspiracy theory and the truth?
6 months to a year.
Absolutely. Let's just think of 9/11. That's something that I researched heavily a few years afterwards. And anybody who wants to go down that dark hole will find out way more than they ever thought.
Yeah, definitely. And they were trying to keep people from actually talking about it for the longest time. And it was quite successful. It's been a long time and it still hasn't been resolved. I think about the narrative with what's been going on behind the pandemic. And it seems like there's an agenda that isn't being revealed to the public.
Well, that's going to come out, Fanny. I really believe in the next 3 to 6 months that so much truth is going to be unveiled. I think there's going to be a lot of information coming out that's going to be hard to accept.
Yeah. And it's gotten to a point where people are saying that there's no truth. There's only perception. And to think that facts and evidence no longer holds any weight is absolutely chilling. And you see this all the time. And to not allow the truth to exist takes away the fabric of, I think, what gives a civilized society foundation and order.
Oh, absolutely. You've also probably heard the term, we choose truth over facts. You're like, what? Truth over facts? What?
Who said?
How? What? That's intentionally misleading and confusing. And it came out of the mouth of a confused, demented old man who also happens to be the leader of the free world. Well, there's nothing good that can come from a sitting president promoting that type of thought process. We've got that entertaining clip that in our show notes below.
Oh, yeah. It's a good one, too. I play it over and over again because I just can't believe he's even saying that. But here's something else to be aware of when taking in mainstream media, which I think so many people still do. They think that maybe it's the three-letter networks, but it goes much more pervasive into local news and newspapers and radio shows.
Oh, absolutely. And if you're listening to some media station and they're wanting you to be angry, they're wanting you to be afraid of something or hate some person or group, you're being manipulated. If you feel upset after you watch the news or listen to social media, that's deliberate. They're trying to upset you and make you fearful.
Yeah. Hopefully people either have turned it off altogether or at least not watch it at nighttime. Another thing that's really stands out too is that if the reporting lacks common sense, reason, and logic. We know particularly with the pandemic, the fear factor was so over the top that the effect on good people was that they lost their common sense or reason or logic, and they just wanted to obey whatever was being told because they were so frightened. But that is also intentional too.
Absolutely. The greater the fear, the less we're able to think. It's true. It's proven. You cannot think clearly, and they prey on that. Yes. And the other thing they do is they replace facts with strong opinions, and they lead you to believe that they're facts, and they're simply not.
Yeah, they get really intense about what they're saying so that you believe it, but they're not showing you any kind of proof on the TV or what they're talking about. And so you think about it and go, is this an opinion or is this fact? And a lot of times you're going to find out it's just opinions,
absolutely.
Really, really strong ones.
No, you're so right, Penny. What do we actually know about truth?
I think truth is a sense of knowing. It's information that your body feels. For me, I feel it my solar plexus. One of the things that really stood out for me was several years ago when I thought I had ADD, but I just had a really fast mind. And the interesting thing was I realized that all the information that I gathered, spiritual information, lived in my solar plexus, and it didn't move. It didn't get lost. It didn't slip and slide. It was just there always waiting for me. It expanded as I learned new things, but it had nothing to do with my fast mind. And I always totally believe that area holds the truth.
Oh, yeah. For sure. And for me, truth has resonance. And sometimes you'll hear people say things like, this rings true, or that sounds true, or that feels like truth. That's another way to know what's true to you.
Yeah, it feels stable, like you have solid ground beneath your feet. Even if the truth isn't a truth that you like, you feel like the ground is solid beneath your feet. Pay attention to that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the energy of what someone is saying, if what the energy of what they're saying doesn't match their words, and it feels confusing and you feel vulnerable, it just feels off.
Something's up if it doesn't match. And that's just like your intuition. It's a gut feeling as well too. That's where you also get truth from. Some people, they've had experiences where a voice tells them to do something or not do something. I know that one's happened to me too. And in fact, it ends up saving your life. I think it's shown up in everyone's life at some point.
Oh, I think we always have guidance. It's just a matter of whether we choose to listen or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Right? And then we were going to talk about nuance, but that's something, Fanny, I think you've got a really good story on. It might be good for you to explain that one.
Well, nuance is something we don't even talk about anymore. It's not like it even exists, but it is authentic. And it's a subtlety that stands out in someone's behavior. And it's unknown to them. They don't even know they're doing it, but it can reveal a lot to the person who's observing it. I'd like to share my Omar story with you. I was in traffic one day and there was a big white panel truck in front of me, maybe at least, I don't know, 15 feet. And there was something holding up the traffic. All of a sudden, this truck decides it was going to just go in reverse and it slammed right into me. I guess he didn't see me, but he jumped out of the truck and he was so sorry. He was beyond sorry. I think he was a man of East Asian descent. And so he did a lot of, I'm so sorry, please forgive me, I will pay for everything. I thought, well, that's good. He's going to do the right thing. And then a few days later, my adjuster calls to say that he's going to charge me with rear-ending him. So I told my adjuster about how he behaved with me, where he was bowing and saying how sorry he was and that he would pay for everything. And she laid in bed one night. She said she couldn't sleep. She said, the way you described that, she said, that is nuance. She said, that is not something a liar would say. It stands out and it makes sense with the whole situation going on. And she says, I know you're telling the truth. And so what she did, she called Omar's adjuster the next day and said, Omar, where were you going when you backed up? And there was a side street right behind me. And he decided he was going to go down the side street to avoid the plugged up traffic. He fessed up and everything worked out well. But it was those little things like that that stand out and they're very meaningful. And if you're aware of them, I think they give you lots of information.
Yeah, the nuance. There's nuance in truth. If you're not sure whether you're hearing a truth or not, look at the nuance around it. And along the lines of nuance are also micro expressions. Sure. We all have them. We all do them and they can't be faked. They're not words. They're just ways that we give cues as humans. And it's a window into kind of the real time emotional world of the person. But generally, it's a world most of us don't want another to see, especially if we're not telling the truth. And it's micro and you're trying to suppress it. So it's something else to look for when you're trying to decipher truth is you're looking for nuance, you're looking for micro expressions. And then what else, Fanny?
Here's the thing with micro expressions too. So say somebody's like, oh, I really like your dress, but they do this little thing with their nose, like, ew. And you go, no, you don't. You're doing the ew thing. And even if it's tiny, the person sees it.
Yeah, especially for women. We're so verbal generally that we say things just to be nice. And a lot of the time we probably shouldn't say those things because it may not be what we actually feel.
Yeah.
And those are those micro expressions that stand out, right? And then the big one, critical thinking skills.
Yes.
If there's anything we can suggest to our readers, it's learning to critically think and growing your critically thinking skills, because it is really the only way through the world as we're shifting and changing. And there's so much misinformation, confusing information, truth that looks like lies, lies that look like truth.
Yeah.
And so critical thinking is probably the best skills that we can develop.
And I think first of all is do your own research. Don't believe us. Yeah. Don't believe anything that you hear out there. If it resonates, it gives you reason to pursue it. But you really need to do your own research and then you are satisfied. What you'll find now is a lot of really good, important, credible information has now been censored. There is a search engine called DuckDuckGo that you might be able to find some of this information.
Yeah. Avoid Google.
Oh, it's amazing what you will find now with Google. They have really manicured that search engine to create the narrative that they want you to believe. It's very obvious at this point.
And there's a bunch of questions you probably want to answer if you're trying to figure out and use your critical thinking skills. Like, who's also talking about this topic?
It has to be more than one person. Sometimes there's these obscure sites and they put messages on there that you go, oh, good, this is happening finally. And nobody else is talking about it. And so that should be your first clue that you need to do a little bit more research. If there's only just one person, chances are it's not good.
Exactly. And then you want to try to figure out who wrote it or who said it or who published it. You want to get the source, make sure you have the source of information when you're looking it up.
Yeah, because some people, they have very strong biases and affiliations with groups that are out to discredit people and to disparage really good information. You have to consider that as well, too.
Exactly. And then you might want to ask yourself, does this person or organization have something to gain or defend or to hide by promoting this information? That's a way to analyze and think. Is what that author or group suggesting for the good of the whole, like the whole of society, or are they just trying to target some little group? You have to look at that as well.
Yeah. And that makes me think of Planned Parenthood, how most of those locations are in Black neighborhoods. So that really stood out for me too. And I hope that's really noticed.
Is the group or author trying to get you to hate someone or to hate a group? Anybody that's promoting hate or disparagement, that's not a group or truth you want to follow.
No, I agree. And another really important thing too, I think, is to keep an open mind. I think we're on the right side of information, but it's coming in fast and hard. We use our critical thinking skills, but anything can change on a dime. And what we thought was something for sure becomes something completely different. It is so amazing right now how truth is stranger than fiction. You know, you really got to know that what you're hearing might be completely outrageously wrong or at the same time, completely outrageously accurate.
And our ego has a hard time with this stuff. If you've gone along one narrative most of your life that the government and the doctors and the courts, they all are doing their best for us. And all of a sudden, all this info comes out and that doesn't look to be the case. Our poor little ego is going, nope, 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 not a truth, not a truth, not a truth. Because it's literally too hard for our ego to accept that we've been deceived our whole lives. So that's where the critical thinking comes in. You've almost got to override your ego and say, settle down. It's okay to be wrong. You were lied to, but it's all right. We're going to get through this.
Do you remember when you realized that? I do. I was floored. I had to pick myself up and shake myself off a few days later, but I was floored. So I can imagine how it might be for some people because I was actually pursuing this information.
Yeah, you and I took deep dives and it was tough for us, but this was a few years ago and even longer for you, Fanny. But people that are finding out today in the midst of this chaos that they're lied to and deceived, I think their anger level must be epic. We had time. We had time to somewhat gently get into this, but today there's no time. You're being slammed up the head with it.
And it's the collective. Before it was someone waking up now, someone waking up over here, but it's going to be a whole bunch of people waking up at once.
Well, and that may be who's tuning into us right now. People who realize we've been tricked and deceived, and you're probably pretty PO'd. And believe me, we get it.
We all have to do it. So we're here. We've got info at New Earth Mavens that you can contact us with. If you have questions or you want us to explain something further on one of our podcasts, we're totally interested in what you have to say. Let's talk about the tactics that mainstream uses to mold our public perception.
This is a thing that it's taken Fanny and I a while to go into and find out how the heck did they do such a good job of confusing us, lying to us all these years? And there's a number of tactics, and we're just going to touch on a few. But one is repetition. If you hear something enough times from trusted sources, then it must be true. And actually, we have a great video attached to the show notes that shows all of these media stations saying exactly the same verbiage. identical.
So if other mainstream media trusted sources are saying, then of course people are going to believe it's true. But yeah, what's true is none of them are telling the truth. We got the old smoke and mirrors too, that they like to use. Yeah. Technology, let's be frank. Technology has made this really easy for them. You can make audio and video sound and look like whatever you want. You can put words in somebody's mouth and they didn't even say it, but they can do that now. There's programs, and now there's even holograms and virtual reality and all kinds of things that we don't even know about yet. I think holograms are going to be used quite a bit in the next few years. I don't know, maybe to fake a UFO attack or the second coming of Jesus Christ or something really big that will, again, floor people so they're all dumbfounded and they can be told what to do. Fact checkers. Let's talk about fact checkers. Oh my gosh. They became popular for discrediting opposing views, I think is really all they're for. And if you oppose a ruling, if they said what you have is misinformation, then eventually, okay, you were right. But at that point, everybody thinks you're wrong.
Yeah.
And just like any of the newspapers, if they have to do a retraction about something they lied about, it goes in the very back page. And so that way people still think the way they want them to. It turns out really fact checkers is just to do with molding public perception. Again, do your own research and use your critical thinking skills, just like the way we talked about. 2021, John Stossel, you might know of him, he sued Facebook fact checkers for claiming he posted misinformation on two really accurate pieces on climate change. And eventually Facebook said, yep, we are really just all about opinion and nothing more. And so that was somehow resolved then. But did they say it? Did it come out mainstream? That's the problem. Mainstream is also not reporting new and true information. As we learn more stuff, you have to find it on independent sources.
And actually, if you want to know if you've stumbled onto the truth, if it's been fact-checked to be false, you're very likely sitting at the truth. I think people that are awakened and critically thinking, when you see a fact check, and they're saying that whatever that statement was is wrong, you can be 99% sure that it's actually a truth, because they don't take the time to fact check stuff that isn't true. The fact checkers only come along when you're sitting on the truth or very close to it.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I totally agree with that. Social media and most mainstream news had this stranglehold on the pandemic with molding public perception, particularly telling you that you're going to kill an old person if you don't obey all their rules. I think that was a big one, because I heard a lot of people parrot that was their reason for doing things. They've molded people thinking, because anybody's trying to tell any truth, they destroy the person and they take them off social media platforms and nothing is heard from them again. But what's cool is that there's a lot of independent sources. They're finding their way back on. People who support them are getting them back on. They can't be silenced.
When it's outside of the mainstream media, people can get the message out now. So it's getting better in many ways. People are standing up more. There's more people whistleblowing and talking.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. And there's platforms like Rumble for videos. There's Gab for social media.
Telegram's
great. Yeah. There's more and more all the time. Yeah. So if you're thinking that there isn't, just let us know and we'll help you find something good. But they're definitely out there. Let's talk about maybe what is true.
That'd be great.
What is true, Jax?
Well, we are spiritual energy beings having a human earthly experience. It kind of makes life not so serious. We're here to learn, to enjoy our bodies, to enjoy Earth. And this is a very big time, a big learning curve that we're on right now in 2022.
And I think that we've all been asked to come here at this time, that we had something to contribute and that we were really excited about it. I don't think they told us that we won't remember anything.
Yeah.
Or that most of it would be hard. But nevertheless, I just love being here myself. I love all of my experiences and love in particular the person that I've become through all of them. What also is true is that we have all the answers within us to grow and be better humans. Everything that we need to understand is within that you can usually access with just being quiet, silent, absolutely, walking in nature, doing mundane housework. Even that is something else people need to understand. Big one is you are not a victim.
No.
And that absolutely everything that happens to you is not happening to you. It's happening for you. So that again, you can grow your soul and find all the blessings. There's always blessings. I've been through some pretty heavy stuff and there's blessings in all of it. That's my experience anyway.
Yeah. And absolutely, Fanny. And I think the biggest thing that I've learned in my life is that we can't heal ourselves. These beautiful human bodies that we have, we're not taught this. We can get ourselves into a meditative state. We can go inward. There's so much we can do to energize our bodies. We're deficient in the knowledge of how to self-heal.
Yeah. And even just how to be healthy.
Yes.
I think a lot of people have the attitude now that they're just going to live hard. And if they get sick, they're going to run to the doctor and get some medication instead of actually taking care of their bodies. There's no doubt about it. Eating healthfully is going to be the next doctor. We won't need doctors anymore because we'll be looking after ourselves.
Fanny, we are self-healing organisms. We can do this. We can learn how to heal ourselves. And what else is true?
If you're feeling upset about your life and where you're at, sometimes it's divine discontent talking to you, telling you that it's your time. It's time to step up. Everybody's going to be called. Not everyone's going to answer. If you don't, that's okay too. But all of us are going to get called because that's why we're here.
Truth will probably bring you some discomfort because you're going to have to look at some hard things.
Get comfortable with being uncomfortable. I think that's one of our biggest takeaways for this new world that's coming up for us. But really, in this age of information, ignorance is a choice. When you watch and listen to videos in the next week, podcast two, you use your discrimination and the critical thinking and the other interesting tips and suggestions that we had. That's all we have for everybody.
If you got any questions or comments, send them to us at info@newearthmaidens.com. We'd love to hear from you. So until next time.
Yeah. See you later, everybody. Have a great week.
Take care, everyone. Bye.